off of the star to do anything like that at all.
Yes, and they've spent a lot of dough on this. They've obviously done an awful lot of work and research for a story that just as a news story isn't quite worth it for them. Mm-hmm. This is, they have to spend an awful lot of expense money in Barron. They'd have to examine an awful lot of records. And I'll bet they've had libel lawyers go over it several times. But,
well, it looks like that they'd have to prove they quoted Fortas denying it, but they go ahead and allege that three stockholders say it. And it looks like to me they'd have to prove these stockholders say it. If we proved it, otherwise they'd damage us by alleging this. I don't know whether we could prove damage or not, but...
I think that your problem there is going to be if they carried the denial. And they're going to say, well, it was alleged here and denied here. But that usually covers any libel suit. And of course, the big thing about libel is you've got to prove damage, and that's almost impossible for a public figure to prove under the current interpretations of what is libel. Mm-hmm. Actually, almost any public figure is libel proof as far as the papers are concerned. You can say almost anything about him. Because I've been through that a number of times in Washington. A businessman can see at the drop of a hat.
Won't all your wires pick this up?
I think they will. I think they'll pick up the 9 million and write brief stories. I don't think they'll pick up too much of it because it's complicated, but I think they'll pick up enough to get it.
He doesn't really allege any wrongdoing anywhere.
Nowhere.
And says the commission says that never any.
That's right. They don't allege wrongdoing anywhere.
Just a kind of a biographical sketch for the Republican National Committee. That's what it is.
Right.
And their Democratic opponents.
All they do, they leave an inference. They say you've got a hell of a lot of money. They don't even say that directly, but I'm talking about the way the average man will read it. That you've got a lot of dough, and you made that dough when you were in Congress, and that you were a member of the Commerce Committee, which had a lot to do with it. And the trouble is that when you start looking at it, when you start nitpicking at it, they can claim they've been fair. Now, they haven't been, but they can claim they've been. For instance, on this stuff about that letter that you sent to the FCC, which wasn't a letter. I'm familiar with the whole thing. But just the files say they contain one letter from him forwarding an appeal from a constituent together with a request that the issue raised be decided on its merits. Now, actually, that whole paragraph is, standing all by itself, a fair paragraph. But you put it in with all the rest of this gunk, and it,
Well, that was an error that Gene Latimer, a new boy, made in the office and putting a buck slip on. I had orders not to even submit anything to him.
I remember when young Neil McNeil dug that one up. And of course, he wasn't even as fair as the Star story was. He just said you'd intervened in this in this case.
All right. Now, have you read the story?
Yes, sir. I want to read it once more, though.
I'd read it and mark it as I went through very carefully. Then I'd try to talk to Walter and find out where Abe Fortas is, and he's in New York, and see if you can't talk to him.
Right.
See what you think you ought to say.
Right.
At your briefing, because I imagine they'll ask you about it.
They will ask me about it.
What would you be inclined to say?
My inclination is merely to say that this is, I have no jurisdiction whatsoever, and just refer them to the trustees or refer them to Abe Fortas. I think Abe handled himself very well as I go through this thing. But this is one of those situations where it doesn't matter how well you handle yourself. Which means that the best thing to do is to play it tight.
I wish they hadn't quoted him. I wish they just said the counsel for the trustees. They don't quote to other people a good many times.
That's right. But everything that I see that he said, I think is pretty good. They've changed it around a little bit. Mr. Fortas states that his information is that the Johnson purchase of the station was handled entirely by a lawyer and family friend, the late Alvin Wirtz. I might just have said Mr. Fortas stated that the purchase was handled entirely by Alvin Wirtz, which would be the same thing, but doesn't sound defensive.
Star is not a Goldwater paper, not a mean Republican paper, and always been friendly to me.
Right.
Till the last 3 or 4 months. Till I became president.
And you know, the weird thing about it is that most of their people...
They came in and told Pierre that they were going to write this story, and Pierre knew all about it. That's why I think Bobby Kennedy owns it.
That is unusual. I was at a party Sunday, given by Charlie Seeb.
Did he invite you?
Yes, oh yes. It was mostly Star people. Dick Fricklin and Charlie Seeb and Newbold Noyes. They were all very friendly, except Newbold Noyes, and I wouldn't say he was unfriendly, but just a little cold. Of course, I've known Charlie for many years.
Well, he made the decision, Seeb did, but he got Noyes and him to approve it beforehand. But he was very rocked when he found out that I hadn't seen these people, and Abe assured him that I hadn't, and then they went back and they talked to some of the directors who claimed somebody told them that they'd seen them.
Well, I have a hunch from the way Charlie talked to me Sunday, he may have gotten overruled on a couple of things. He didn't talk specifically about this article. The only thing he said to me was that he had a good session with Abe Fortas, who's a very convincing man. And he said a very honest man. He just laid the facts out for us.
What was the point of the party? Just social?
Just a reception that Charlie gave.
For whom?
Did not. I shouldn't have said reception, just a party that he had a lot of people, about maybe 100 people, mostly newspaper men.
Mm-hmm. All right, now if you had to answer it now, and suppose New York Times say the Star's got a big 2-page story on this thing, what comment do you have to make?
I would just refer them to the trustees.
I think what I'd say is the president stated when he entered the, when he took the, shortly after he took the oath, that he had no television holdings, and that Ms. Johnson and his family had placed all of theirs in trust as had other presidents, and the lawyers say the trust is one of the tightest ever drawn. And that's the only comment I have to make on it. Maybe you ought to improve on it.
Well, I'll go over it with Abe. But after seeing it, I really believe the less we say, the better.
Okay.
You bet, sir.